Morning, Dr. Schneider, dictating pre- and post-bronchodilators for Audrey and Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA on 8/17/23. Mr. Siegfried performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/19/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Clifford Siegfried. This goes to the VA. On 8/17/23, Mr. Siegfried performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 424 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. A paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on William Kennedy. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 8/17/23, Mr. Kennedy performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/30/23, there's been deterioration of lung function, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Tamika, T-A-M-E-K-A, Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. This goes to the VA on 8/17/23. Mrs. Prentice performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate reduction of lung volume and a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Tamika Prentice. This goes to the VA on 8/17/23. Ms. Prentice performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked 443 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation remained 98%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alvin Cooper. And this goes to Chris Donovan, comma, PA. On 8/17/23, Mr. Cooper performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. In a paragraph impression, a very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.